Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Appreciate you listening to AFR. You can watch the show if you'd like to on Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues. I'm Tim Wildman with Eva Tagliano and Walker Wildman. You want to send us an email, you can do that at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. We're glad to have with us Steve Jordahl for this half hour. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Tim. How are you doing?
From OneNewsNow.com and the American Family Radio News Network. And what's on the agenda?
Let me give you just a couple quick updates on some stuff that's been happening today that we've been talking about over the last couple days. President Trump declared California yesterday. He declared California wildfires a major disaster. And this morning, the U.S. military says it's preparing to deploy 200 active-duty U.S. troops from Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington who have engineering backgrounds to go help fight those fires. So things not really getting a whole lot better. At least 9 people have died so far in those wildfires. And then the other thing that happened this morning at 11 o'clock Eastern Time, that was right about when you guys went on the air, President Trump signed an executive order reimposing the sanctions on Iran that they lifted for the Iran nuclear deal. So he's committed to putting maximum policy on that country.
Now, two things would happen this morning. The U.S. would be alone, though, in those sanctions, right?
They'd be alone for the countries that signed the sanctions.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's happening, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys were talking about the shootings in Chicago. We often talk about how a good man with a gun stops a bad man with a gun. I want to take you gentlemen on this last Saturday, take you to Titusville, Florida, which I believe is on the coast, probably near Cape Canaveral. I think Titusville is named after the rocket that went up. Anyway.
Titan,
yeah. So Titusville, Florida, they were having a back-to-school Peace in the City event. And a couple guys got into a fist fight, one left, and came back. I want you to listen to what happened when he came back. This is cut 4, Brent. All right. So you heard the one gunshot, and then you heard a bunch of others, right? The one gunshot was the guy who left and came back with a gun and started firing into this crowd of kids. The 7 or 8 others was a bystander who was armed, mm-hmm. who took down the shooter.
Wow.
It happened pretty quickly. I know it is. But who knows how many. I mean, there was hundreds of kids and adults at this back-to-school
event. Did anyone get injured except for the shooter?
Just the shooter.
And I'm assuming after all that, the gunfire, that was fatal.
Nope. He was it might be by now, but when this was reported this morning, he was in serious critical condition at a local hospital. And
wow,
so the guy with the gun laid the gun down, stayed, cooperated with police. The police said they're grateful that nobody else is injured. The suspect opened fire at a crowded public park. This could have been so much worse. And they say they are not planning on putting any charges on the bystander who stopped.
Who did he fight with? He had a fist fight with?
The bystander was not involved in the fist fight.
Yeah.
The guy with the gun got into a fight with another guy, a fist fight with another guy at the park, and then left and came back with a gun. So I don't know. I don't know much. Police are not releasing a whole lot at this point about the fist fight, or they're not releasing the name of the guy that shot came back with a gun, or at this
you
point,
know,
they're
and
not
we,
even.
We won't have a national conversation about how good people carrying guns stops tragedies because it doesn't fit the left's narrative.
Right.
So this story's, for the most part, going to go unnoticed by a lot of people.
I agree. Another shooting with a very...
You know what leaks are, Steve?
Leaks, yes. As in political leaks to the media?
No.
No.
You know what?
The kind you eat.
Yes, like onions.
I think they're really pungent onion. They're in the onion family, I think.
Boy, did I miss something? Are we starting a cooking show all of a sudden?
No, this is from the
previous hour.
Previous segment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see you have pictures of them up. I cook a bit, and they look like green onions. But
I'll tell
bigger.
You what it was. Tim asked Tim Todd
yeah.
of Revival Fires International.
Right.
Because he travels a lot. What's the worst food you ever ate? And he said leeks.
Really?
He'd gone to Australia.
Yeah.
And
fed him some leeks down there.
Yeah.
You remember Keith
he
Green?
He remembers it to this day.
So you want to
go back to Egypt
yeah.
where you're warm and eating leeks and onions yeah. by the Nile.
Yeah. Ooh, that was a great
dining out in style.
That's a great song. So you want it. So you want to go back to Egypt. They'd have the sounds of the camels and
yeah.
the goats and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You remember that? You remember Keith Green, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Keith Green tragically died in a
plane crash.
Yeah. But leeks are, I don't know how I missed this, but leeks, as you guys say, are in the onion family. But I've never had them before. So you cook with them, do you?
I cook a lot with green onions. I don't.
So if I go down to Kroger right now, can I find some leeks?
Probably not. Probably they're a little specialized for Tupelo.
Okay. All right. Was that a dig at our hometown?
No.
Steve?
No. No. No.
Where can you find a? You have to go to a big metropolitan area or something.
A specialty store, more of a gourmet store. Right.
I think wait a minute, to kind of defend Steve a little bit.
Okay.
I think you have in larger cities you have
more ethnic.
I think it's kind of like an ethnic. Kind of thing, people who cook with leeks. So sometimes you find entire stores with just
gotcha.
Food for cooking Thai food. Gotcha. And
well, the original question was, do you know what leeks are? And you said yes,
I did.
You proved it. So you credible source with me.
Okay.
What's next, Steve?
We're talking, this is a another shooting story. This happened in Colorado Springs, my previous hometown. And a man accused of shooting a Colorado Springs police officer in the head this last Thursday was free on bond and known to immigration enforcement officials, but evaded deportation after a string of crimes, according to court records. This was, for all we know, this was a legal immigrant from Iraq, and he had been arrested for things from felony trespass to drunk driving. He had several different run-ins with the law, and he was out on bail. And according to a court record, he had an immigration with ICE. He had a notice with ICE that he was supposed to be picked up and deported, but they never got him. This isn't this one where Colorado Springs is not ignoring ICE. But they're still trying to put this together. But
this was, you said, a legal immigrant. Legal immigrant.
Who had been in a run-in with the law multiple times and for some reason evaded deportation, even though he had a detainer from ICE. Although there's some debate about that either. The Sheriff's Office, El Paso County Sheriff's Office, cannot find that detainer, but it was mentioned in a court case. Now, the officer is in critical condition after being shot in the head.
Hmm. Wow.
So, it's not exactly the same as we've been talking about with the illegal immigrants and shooting, but this is another place where that broke down. We talk about the craziness. I want to play you two cuts. I want to play first New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
Oh, I love this guy.
He was at a conference in New Orleans last week. It was called Netroots Nation. And this is what he said. He says he's a patriot, and this is why he says he's a patriot. Cut two.
We say an oath that we are a nation of liberty and justice for all, but that's just words. It's a civic faith. But I'm one of these people that says, before you tell me about your religion, first show it to me in how you treat other people. Well, how are we living our civic gospel that demands for us to reject the normalcy of injustice, the normalcy of apathy, the normalcy of indifference, and rise to the higher ground of activism, of engagement, of love? I'm a big believer that if America, if this country hasn't broken your heart, then you don't love her enough, because there's things that are savagely wrong in this country. There's a normalcy of injustice that we've accepted. And I tell you, Newark has gifted me a wisdom that can only come from wounds.
Cory Booker, ladies and gentlemen, the senator
from
New
Jersey. Where was he speaking?
He was speaking at a liberal gathering in New Orleans called Netroots Nation.
Yeah. Well, I just say one thing first, not to quibble, but at least from Christianity's perspective, I don't know what Cory Booker's background is religiously.
I think he claims to be Christian.
He claims to be Christian. That statement, before you tell me about your religion, show me, is just not true from a Christian perspective. We're called, I'm not saying you can't love people and do good works, but we are called to preach the gospel. And sometimes people on the evangelical left, which if Cory Booker is a Christian and considers himself an evangelical, he probably is on the evangelical left, they want to stop you from preaching unless you're doing social justice stuff. You know, otherwise your words are going to fall on deaf ears. And I don't like that emphasis. I think you can do both. You can show love for people with deeds, but preaching the gospel is the requirement for the church. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to do X, Y, or Z before you are allowed to start preaching.
Theologically, I agree with you. I also probably agree with you that it is good to show people you
absolutely
love. And the point here
right
is that this is a senator who says that if you haven't been heartbroken by your country, you don't love it enough.
Well, here's the thing. I would listen to him traditionally, but when you're for killing babies in their mother's womb and you're for unnatural marriage and everything else that's against Scripture and what God teaches, it's hard for me to take moral lessons and get a guilt trip lesson from Cory Booker when he has no problem advocating for things that
are
totally
really good point.
Totally immoral and do not show love for people. So it's kind of fell on deaf ears there for me.
And Cory Booker was not here. And the next piece of sound I'm going to play you, but it's the same mindset about the injustice in this country. Just this morning, are you guys familiar with the group Turning Point USA? It's a conservative
yes
group. Their president, Charlie Kirk, was out with their communications director, Candace Owen. And I don't know if you covered this in the first hour, but Candace Owen was banned from, was it Facebook?
She's a black conservative
that was
talk
briefly,
show host. Isn't she a talk show host?
She has a talk show. She was briefly banned from Facebook, I believe it was.
Or Twitter.
Thank you. For what she did was, this goes back to the New York Times editor that I know
Sarah
you guys
Jong
did talk about, yeah, Sarah Jong. She replaced the word black with the word white. And basically what she...
It was the other way around. She replaced the word white with the word
with the word black.
Black.
I'm sorry. So that she said things about not liking black people, that black people were going to be extinct because they'd stop breeding. This is just, it was to make a point. Anyway, she was put back, but because of the call of Maxine Waters and others, the left is on the lookout for these people. Well, this morning, Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens were having breakfast, and they got accosted by a mob of these people who just were going to go and give them what for. And this is what a little bit of it sounded like. I could only give you about 17 seconds out of the 30 or 40 second clip that I had because everything else was punctuated.
What are we going to hear now? What are we about
words
to hear?
This is what the mob sounded like.
This is in a public place, in
this
a restaurant.
In a restaurant, a public restaurant in...
And they found her. Was her name
Candace Owens.
Candace Owens. They recognized her.
Right.
And then surrounded her at their table?
And surrounded them at the table, then shoved, then forced them outside into the street. This was waiting for them in the street.
We love the police. We love America. We love USA.
America!
Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you!
The We Love America at the beginning was Candace Owens. The shame on you, and the rest of the one person said, bleep America. That was the left. That was Cory Booker's crowd who's
Maxine
complaining.
Waters.
Maxine Waters' crowd. They're complaining that there's so much wrong in this country.
Yeah, that's and you could tell that girl shouting "Shame on you." You can tell they are so angry. I mean, that is just an unhinged. I don't know how old she is. I'm just gonna call her a young lady, an unhinged young lady whose heart is filled with anger and hatred towards conservatives, and that is being ginned up by the likes of Maxine Waters, Cory Booker, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who said that ICE and airports and all these other places should be occupied. That is the progressive left, the far left radicals that are swiftly taking over the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And likely, if you asked Cory Booker, if you played that clip to Cory Booker and said, "What are your thoughts on this?" he would likely say, "Well, you know, everyone has the right to protest and have their voice heard, and I think that applies here." And so, but then on one hand, he goes, "We need to show love. We need to reach out to people. We need to show compassion."
I'm reading the Daily Caller story about what you're just talking about, Steve. And again, we're talking about Candace Owens is a black conservative talk show host, and she and Charlie Kirk were together eating dinner or lunch, wherever it was.
Breakfast this morning.
Oh, breakfast this morning. And one of these Antifa-type far-left mobs, I don't know how many was in it, found them and started hounding them. And I guess one of the protesters was shouting to them, "No more white supremacy."
In a manner of speaking. It was a little more profane than that.
Okay. To Candace Owens,
right.
Who's black.
Right.
What is the white supremacy he's talking about? What is he protesting to her?
I'm assuming it's anything from the KKK to white privilege.
No, what they're talking about is President Trump. They think
they falsely apply that.
So it's not anything of what I just said.
Well, they would include those under, but the reason that they're after Candace Owen and the reason they're after Charlie Kirk is because they're associated with a conservative philosophy, which is now currently the office holder in the White House, is the kind of the figurehead for the hate that is going on. So I guarantee it's because they've spoken out in positive terms about President Trump.
No more. They were shouting, "No more white supremacy." At her, a black lady.
Yeah.
Man, let me ask you this. So, I wrote a column about this over the weekend. This is getting getting disconcerting, to say the least, for conservatives. If you can give me an example, in the Jim Acosta at the Trump rally being shouted at by supporters of President Trump does not equate to what the left is doing here. The left is going out hunting down people, huh?
Right. And like Jim Acosta is showing up at a Trump rally,
right?
And you're
I wouldn't yell at him or shout at him,
right?
But that's different than these people. These people are a few policemen away from killing these folks. Or beating them half to death. If you did not have, and this goes to, the woman in Washington D.C. the Secretary of
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Well, she was kicked out of a restaurant.
Kirsten Nielsen.
She was shouted down
at the dinner table.
Yeah. So a lot of these Antifa types, they feel they are on a righteous mission. So if it means they have to, and I'm saying this again, it's like what happened in Portland, Oregon over the weekend, and these folks who are going after ICE agents, they are on a mission. They feel they don't believe in God necessarily, but if they did, they would be on a mission from God. So they are justified in even acts of violence if that's what it takes. That's what Maxine Waters was talking about. She said, "You find people who work for President Trump, if you see them out getting gas at the convenience store, you surround them and you shout them down and you shame them."
She said, "You push back on them.
You push back on them.
Tell them they are not welcome here.
They are
not
welcome
anywhere."
Yeah. So that's what she's talking about. She's talking about going after, that's one step away from violence. Okay.
And comes very close to being vague enough that you might even say push back.
It leads to violence.
That might be.
If you're going to physically go out and confront people, then you're looking for a fight.
Right.
Okay. That's what happened in Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening in Portland and other places around the country, where, let's say, these people are looking for a fight. That's with Antifa and those groups. The group in Charlottesville, for example, who were having their rally last summer to support the statue of Robert E. Lee staying at that park, and there were some other characters there as well, some white supremacists. Types. Right. Nobody's denying that. But they were there to have their rally with a couple hundred people to support the Robert E. Lee monument staying in the park. Well, Antifa and their groups decided, no, we'll go physically confront this group, all right? And we'll get into it. One of the Antifa people had a blowtorch there going after
them. Talking about in Charlottesville.
Yeah. Yeah. So in Portland. The ICE office there. Hmm. They're going down there trying to confront.
I'm looking at pictures here. These Antifa guys with masks on, all dressed in black. They shatter the windows at the U.S. Marine Corps recruiting office.
Where was that?
This is in Portland. Yeah. And this
Portland
is a guy
is out of control.
Over the weekend.
And this is a guy. He's dressed in black. He's got the face mask, the cap pulled down over with the slit. And these people went down this whole block and used hammers to smash the windows of the U.S. Marine Corps recruiting office. It says no police were around.
Because the police chief in Portland told his police not to respond and not to go out and help.
Right.
The progressives people are under
support,
attack.
Not all, but a lot of progressives, they support this kind of activity.
I believe they do.
Huh?
Because
they're on a righteous mission,
yeah, right,
to destroy people who are trying to, like President Trump or his supporters, if you support President Trump, again, it's ironic because these people don't believe in evil. But in their minds, if they could believe in evil spiritually, we would be evil.
Right.
The people who advocate anything that promotes ideas that President Trump or the Republicans mm-hmm. agree with, we are people who deserve to be punished.
Right.
And if that means physically, or, you know what I'm saying?
I believe, and furthermore, I believe the left is pushing it towards that.
I'm not sure who said this, but someone said the right believes the left is wrong. The left believes the right is evil.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes, and again, these people don't believe in evil.
And in other words, let me just clarify. I believe the radical left is pushing the country towards physical confrontation.
Yeah. Because of
violence.
That's what Antifa.
They're hoping that intimidates the racist Trump supporters. I'm being sarcastic here. Enough to where they'll go in their houses and be quiet. Then the left runs
yes.
the country.
Then they'll find us when we're in our houses
yes.
by ourselves.
Yeah. It's a serious situation. But Candace Owens, the black conservative talk show host, she was eating breakfast this morning and found out, and they surrounded her. Was that, where'd you say that was? In Florida?
I think that was in D.C.
All right. Thank you for joining us on the program today, everybody. My thanks to Steve Jordahl, Fred Jackson, Ed Battagliano, and Walker Wildman, and Brent Creeley for running the board for us and producing the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day. Keep listening to American Family Radio.